The Salish Kootenai College is one of four tribal colleges or universities nationwide to receive a grant from NASA to develop climate change curriculum. The grants come from NASA's Minority University Research and Education Project and range from just over $400,000 to just over $1 million. Information and education specialist for the tribe's Division of Fish, Wildlife, Recreation, and Conservation, Jermaine White, says they received a grant for just over $1 million over 3 years.
We're so excited about the opportunity for the tribes, our division, Division of Fish, Wildlife, Recreation, and Conservation, to work with Dr. Adrian Layton at Salish Kootenai College in the Natural Resources Department, and also NASA scientists. So it's going to be an amazing collaboration.
White says they'll be developing climate change curriculum with a tribal, local twist for colleges and high schools.
Hopefully, in time, it will be a global project where the SKC Salish Kootenai College students will work with reservation high school students to help build this project to make it operational. And then it will be a project that will connect, that will build networks across the country and possibly across the world.
White says the tribes bring an important perspective into the study of climate change.
Tribal people are affected disproportionately by climate change. This is a very place-based education project. It will be framed by the culture and tradition, the history and language of our tribes and other tribes that we connect with and collaborate with.
White says tradition and culture are already being affected by a changing climate.
In our language, each month has, each cycle of the moon has a name for it. And the name of the month for September is chokecherry, but chokecherries are already gone by the end of August. So there are relationships between plant and animal communities that have changed dramatically and rapidly.
White says the project offers the opportunity to send up to 2 interns to NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena to work with climate scientists and brings NASA climate data into the classroom.
This is really an elegant project where we're bringing those two elements together and crossing a cultural divide and looking at the very best science available for climate change.
Other awards went to tribal schools in Wisconsin, North Dakota, and Minnesota. Katrin Frey reporting from the Flathead.